This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz with you. If you were with me yesterday morning, I introduced this wonderful topic of how God has a plan for our lives in Psalm 23. The 23rd Psalm is a great start. Have a look at it sometime. People say, I don't believe in God. Look around. Look at the world that he's created. But what about the fact that God's word says there are many things? For example, I'm thinking now of Psalm 32, verse 8. Here's what God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Now that's a great statement, Psalm 32 verse 8. So God uses those words to reassure us that he will show us his way. I will teach you and instruct you in the way that you should go. That's a tremendous comfort, isn't it? And we can understand that. Some people believe God is able to reveal his will, but they're not sure about how to receive it. But God says there that he will make us capable. He'll help us to understand it. He will give us advice. And that's a fantastic promise. And who would want to refuse that offer? It would be very foolish indeed. But he goes on to say in the next verse, Psalm 32 and verse 9, don't be as the horse or as the mule that have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you. Well, we get compared to being a sheep and perhaps a mule. Not very flattering, is it? But that's what it is if we ignore God's guidance. It's a little bit stupid. So how long is God willing to keep on showing us his will? In Psalm 48, he says, God's word says, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even until death. Psalm 48, verse 14. So it's not a matter of age, how old you are, or experience in life. God's word says that he'll keep on directing your path right to the very end. Well, you might say, that's fine. That's a fine time to leave me when I'm at the death's door. But, of course, the Bible also tells us he doesn't leave us then. The scriptures say that God will keep on guiding us all our lives with wisdom and counsel, and afterwards receive me into the glories of heaven. So that means that when we leave earth, when we die, God guides us right into his glorious presence, and I can't think of anything more glorious or marvellous than that. Now, there's another book in the Bible, we're thinking of the Old Testament here, has some promises on guidance. For example, have a look at Proverbs 3, verse 6. And here's the promise that God will direct our paths. Solomon makes this observation here. The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. So God illuminates the path of the believer. He shows the way. That's the kind of God that we serve. Isaiah, he could say, this is what the Lord says. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you, who leads you in the way that you should go. And if you're still not convinced, you might say, well, God may have led others in the way they should go. Life's too tangled, too confusing for me. There's no hope. But Isaiah says that God says to us, I will make the blind walk in a way that they don't know, and I will lead them in the paths that are unfamiliar to them. Darkness before them, God says, I will turn to light, and rough places I will make smooth. And you can have a look in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. So we're talking today about a God who doesn't want us to stumble around in the dark. God wants us to lead, wants to lead us into the light. And so he says, I'll be your guide, and I'll turn the darkness into light. And that's a great promise, isn't it? Talking about promises, people say, well, there's lots of promises. Let's see some action. Well, if you want action, have a look at God's word and you'll see some tremendous examples. Abraham is one. It wasn't easy for him to leave his hometown, but God guided him. God led him to a place and promised him many things. And of course, all these things came true. Well, Lord, we've discovered that our way to Christ is not through our own goodness. We each have needs, but Lord, it's your amazing grace that lifts us up. And you bring mercy and forgiveness, and we thank you for your guidance. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.